Thursday morning on 981 2NM, it's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with General Manager Jason Linnane. How are you, mate?
Oh, going good, Bear. Considering the circumstance and what's happening across our great state, I'm going really good.
A lot to be concerned about. Your Knights are flying high at the moment. They look like they're just about ready to wrap up a top eight spot.
I'd like to go back about 3 months from having a conversation. I think I said to you, just wait till we get our spine back and Bradman Best. And we've finally got that. And I think our efforts, what we've achieved over the last few weeks is an indication that any side that wants to compete in the NRL needs to have all their best players on the park.
And the bonus is this week they've got the bye against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, but I tell you what, we don't have a good track. If you look over the last 5 years, we do not have a good track record against the Bulldogs.
Well, if you can't beat this particular collection of Bulldogs, then there's a bit of a concern heading into the top eight.
I like your confidence, and I think we're a much better football side, but they have been a value team. We've got to make sure we're not complacent at any point in time.
All right, we'll see how we go on the weekend. Now, let's get down to business. There's some really good library programs going on at the moment at Singleton.
Yeah, there sure is. We often say how lucky we are, the staff we have in our library. They're just amazing people, and they're always thinking about something different. They're always ready to push the boundaries with the pure intent to provide the best experience for our community. And during these tough times, the guys have been working from home. It hasn't stopped them. Hasn't stopped them one bit. And we're seeing our very popular children's story time still going to air for our Facebook profile.
Nice.
So we have staff working from home and putting the videos together. They send them to other staff. The other staff then upload them. And it's been really, really well appreciated. We've got mothers ringing in saying, or sending messages saying, thank you so much, guys. You're giving me 20 to 30 minutes of peace for the day. Because it would be so hard for mums and dads.
Oh, for sure.
And my heart goes out, and our thoughts go out to them. So we've also seen our libellation, which is a little term that we called for our home delivery service, which was really popular last year.
Yes.
And we're seeing it being really popular again this year.
Now, on the back of that, though, there is not a good news story, and that's some more mindless vandalism at Rose Point Park.
Yeah, it is. There, and I just scratch my head when I see this sort of thing happen, because these people, they're just stealing from their own community. It's pure and simple. They're stealing from their own community. They go down, they do mindless acts of vandalism. It costs us money to go and replace it, which is money we could be spending on other more important projects for our community. It takes the time away from our staff from doing other jobs, and it puts facilities out of play. So the most recent one, we've seen the access gate down at Rose Point Park. Again, mindless vandalism, and it could cost over $6,000 or $7,000 to fix that sort of impact.
Yeah,
but even worse, and this I think is just deplorable. We've got people stealing plants out of our sensory garden. Like, come on!
As you say, they're stealing from their own community.
Like, the sensory gardens is there for a really special reason.
Yeah,
it's the kids that need to have that interaction. And for people to go and knock them off, it's just beggars belief, and it's just incredibly disappointing. So we're working closely with our police, our local police, and we're very fortunate to have such a wonderful group of police who work here in Singleton. And we'll be looking at ways of how we can do things differently in the future and try and push back against these guys. But gee whiz, they make it hard. So we're calling out, if anyone sees any acts of vandalism, if anyone see anyone turning up with a whole heap of... new plants that may or may not come from our sensory garden. It's hard to work that out, I suppose.
But, yeah.
But if people see sort of untoward behaviour happening, please let the local police know.
Absolutely. And to finish off, the resurfacing project at Howe Park is due to start.
Yeah, really exciting project. This is another one of those projects we're doing to embellish and greatly improve our sporting infrastructure here in Singleton. And we're really proud to work with our local sporting community, the soccer club and the cricket club here in this Howe Park project. We've got the funding of money through the resources for Regions Round 7. So we're seeing a whole level of work done, around $700,000 worth of expenditure. We're seeing the whole rehabilitation of the surface. We're seeing improved drainage, improved irrigation, work to the fence lines. And a real little cool part of this is, again, working with our community, working with our cricket club, we're going to upcycle the turf wickets that's at Howe Park.
And
we're going to transport it down to the trading net to Cook Park. So not only will it save us some dumping fees, but it'll provide our first practice turf wicket in Singleton, which is a really good addition to our sporting infrastructure and a great thing for local cricketers.
Nothing better as a cricketer to be able to practice on a turf wicket if you're going to play on a turf wicket. Jason Lenane, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date. You have a good week. Good luck to your Knights, mate.
Thanks, Mayor. All the best to yourself, your family, and everybody that's listening. Keep safe. Let's keep at it, and we'll come through to the other side sooner rather than later. And go the Knights.